Under my direction, we're making it clear without hesitation that the soldiers who fought in the Battle of Wounded Knee in 1890 will keep their medals.
Although bipartisan efforts in Congress to rescind those medals go back decades, only a president has the legal authority beyond the Pentagon itself to undo that distinction.
This decision is now final, and their place in our nation's history is no longer up for debate. We salute their memory, we honor their service, and we will never forget what they did.
In what would be the final chapter of the Army's century-long Indian Wars campaign, as many as 300 Lakotas were killed at Wounded Knee in South Dakota, while at least 25 U.S. soldiers died. A rifle shot rang out when troops tried disarming a surrendering encampment on December 29, 1890. In that confusion, the mass slaughter of mostly unarmed men, women, and children ensued. Army General Nelson Appleton Miles penned in private, quote, "I have never heard of a more brutal, cold-blooded massacre than that at Wounded Knee." To this day, there is still no official death count. Hegseth's comments came a few weeks after President Trump signed an executive order rebranding his agency as the Department of War.
This is something we thought long and hard about. We've been talking about it for months, Pete and I, and I think it's a much more appropriate name, especially in light of where the world is right now.
From the Russian invasion of Ukraine to the Israeli-Hamas conflict in Gaza, the same dynamics of Wounded Knee, of civilians being killed by conquering military forces, continue to play out all around the world, according to David Martinez.
And I would go further and say that what you see in contemporary American foreign policy was forged in America's battles with Indian people.